Stephen Fry, in full Stephen John Fry, born on August 24, 1957 in London, England, is a British actor, comedian, author, screenwriter and director, known especially for his virtuosic command and comical manipulation of the English language, in both speech and writing. He is especially admired for his ability to address even the most serious or taboo of topics. Fry spent most of his childhood and youth at assorted boarding schools in England. At age 7, he was sent far from his home in Norfolk to a boarding school where he soon earned a reputation as a troublemaker, which he retained and indeed strengthened as a teenager. As evidenced by his extensive record of violations, Fry was a liar, cheater, and thief. Particularly, he was a liberator of change from his classmates' pockets and candy from any available source. He was also an inspired prankster, a mastermind of schemes, such as resetting the stops on the organ in the school's chapel, both to confuse the organist with unexpected sounds and to disrupt the service. He was ultimately expelled. Throughout his youth, Fry had felt himself to be somewhat of an outsider, that he was an extraordinary intellectual who read tirelessly and disliked sports, set him apart from mainstream society. All these characteristics, combined with his rebellious tendencies and, as he learned nearly two decades later, his bipolar disorder, made his teenage years tumultuous. He attempted suicide, and when he was 18, he was imprisoned for 3 months for credit card fraud. He began his study at Cambridge in 1978 and soon became involved with a number of campus drama clubs. During his third year at Cambridge, he was recruited by fellow student Hugh Laurie, who later rose to celebrity as a comic actor, to join the Cambridge Footlights Comedy Review. Fry and Laurie began to write together, and their sketches were so successful that the group performed at various venues in the United Kingdom and took the review on a 3-month tour of Australia. After graduating from Cambridge in 1982, Fry lived off of sporadic roles in television shows until 1984, when he was asked to revise the script of Noel Gay's 1937 musical Me and My Girl. The show was a hit, and the royalties made Fry a millionaire. Later in the 1980s, Fry played Lord Melchett and related characters in numerous episodes of the Blackadder comedy television series. Intermittently between 1987 and 1995, he again collaborated with Laurie to produce the popular television programme A Bit of Fry and Laurie. Meanwhile, in 1990 to 1993, the two comedians starred in the television series Jeeves and Wooster. In 2003, Fry hosted the television game show QI, Quite Interesting, which for some 10 years featured Fry delivering questions to a group of guest comedians who gained points for the cleverness, as opposed to the correctness, of their responses. He also acted in numerous other TV series, including Bones, Veep, Doctor Who, and Sex Education. Aside from his television work, Fry appeared in more than 24 films, most notably as the Irish writer Oscar Wilde in Wilde, 1997. His other big screen credits included two installments, 2013-2014, in the Hobbit series, and he lent his voice to such movies as Alice in Wonderland, 2010, and the audiobook of Harry Potter. Fry made his directorial debut in 2003 with Bright Young Things, an adaptation of British writer Evelyn Waugh's Vile Bodies, 1930, a novel centred on the reckless frivolity of a group of English socialites in the wake of World War I. Fry made his Broadway debut in 2013, playing Malvolio in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Alongside his work for the stage and the screen, Fry cultivated a career as a novelist. In the 1990s, three of his books, The Liar, 1991, The Hippopotamus, 1994, and Making History, a Novel, 1996, became bestsellers. In 1995, Fry made national headlines when he abruptly abandoned his role in a play in the middle of its run in London and disappeared to Belgium without a trace. After the incident, he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. When he began to speak openly about the episode in the early 21st century, he embarked on a campaign to help raise awareness of the challenges of bipolar disorder, and, more important, to remove its stigma in the eyes of the general public. Fry was also outspoken about suicide, following an attempt to kill himself in 2012.